Women in Saudi Arabia can't drive, run for office, or work in the courts. Now the kingdom's tracking them electronically as they leave and enter the country. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, back with the disturbing details after this.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
Women have forever been second-class citizens in Saudi Arabia. They can't be lawyers, run for public office, or even drive a car. They must wear veils and garments that cover them from head to toe, and they can't leave home without the say-so of their male guardians. But now the Saudi government is taking control to a scary new level. Immigration authorities now monitor women electronically at the border and send text messages to their male guardians, informing them where their women are. I suppose the next stop on this Orwellian train would be tracking ankle bracelets, or maybe implantable locator microchips. Then Saudi men could track their women like cattle. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.